Can you describe the house that you were born in?
Yes, back in 1930, it had a history of being 100 years old. It was one and a half story house, but the upstairs didn't have windows hardly. It just had a roof for the ceiling. And it was covered with heart pine wood shingles, and moss was about up to half an inch thick, almost solid all over it. It was so old, the roof was. And the framework was, the floor sills were hewed with axes, but they were almost smooth as this desk. You can see the axe prints, but they were almost smooth as this desk, almost just about as smooth as if they had been sawed.
From the way they built it, or not from where, just from their being able to smooth it that well?
And the studs in the walls were 4x4s, they were sawed. But the joints were pegged together with wooden pegs. And it was a real sturdy old home. Now, in the late 50s, a power company built, in fact, it's a government, built a dam 2 miles downstream from our home place. And all the houses that could be moved were moved to higher ground. And this house was moved, the oldest part of it was moved intact to 2 miles up the highway on a hill, set down again, and as far as I know, still stands.
Is that right? Can you tell me something about the interior, the floor plan of it, how it was laid out?
Well, in the main part, it had one large room. Well, I mean, it must have been about 20 to 25 feet square. And it was sealed with wood, but the wood was sawed, and the floor was real thick heart pine floor. And it was so worn, though, in the places where you walk from room to room through it, that you had the high places and low places in the floor. And that room had a rock chimney, and it didn't have any mortar in the chimney, and for the joints it had mud, red mud. I don't know where they got that red mud there. We didn't have any. But the mortar was red mud. And in the springtime, when snakes start coming out, it was not unusual for us to have copperheads in the house, usually around the fireplace. Believe it or not.
I believe it. I don't like the thought of it.
And not one of us ever got bit.
Not one of you? Well, even little children playing around on the floor with the snakes. Can you kind of sketch for me the way the house was laid out? No, nothing elaborate, just, you know, little general lines.
Well, let's see. The main part, let's see, we'll say this was the main room right here. First, I'll put the chimney.
Okay.
Chimney came in something like this, that rock chimney. And we have the walls to that room. Oh, my. Look what straight lines.
Don't worry, I can't do any better at all.
That's one room. Back here was...
And this was...
Another.
What kind of room was this? What was it used for when you...
Well, it had two beds in it. It could have had four or five beds in it, really. But back then, there were so many of us that we had to have beds in every room, except we had one over here now that was what we call a living room. Mm-hmm. With a front porch like this.
Where was the front door onto the porch?
For this room, it was right in the middle of the room.
I see.
Right here. And here, they didn't build them in the corners of rooms back then. They put them in the middle of the room.
Uh-huh.